KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Today are willing to do what Jesus say do. How many of you are willing to go through? How many of you are willing to follow through with Jesus? How many of you are willing to follow him through the valley of the shadow of death? Amen. No matter where he leads you, how many of you are willing to follow? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm willing. To go with Jesus. All the way.
All the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Once again, my friends, you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location where we're holding services is 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. This is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, and we come today to let you know that Jesus Christ is willing to lead you if you'll let him take you through. Wherever he might take you, follow him, go with him. The road might get rough sometime, and it might seem like you're not going to get to where you got to go, but if you let Jesus lead you, you'll make it to where you got to get to go to. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and we're so grateful to the Almighty God that he's given us this opportunity to be able to be coming into your homes, your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are, listening to the sound of my voice. We're grateful to God that you've tuned in to this radio station to hear some good news about Jesus. We've been hearing what the devil's been doing and everything he does every day. It's all over the news and everywhere, all over social media and everywhere. But we come today to bring you some good news. That Jesus Christ is yet in the saving business. He's yet in the healing business. He's yet in the delivering business. Hallelujah. He yet will lead you to where you've got to go. Some of y'all are trying to get somewhere and you're going round and round in circles because you got the wrong leader. The devil has got a carrot dangling in front of you and leading you round and round in circles like they do a horse. They hold that oat out in front of the horse to make him go forward. Some of y'all from the country, you know what I'm talking about. That's what the devil is doing to some of y'all. He just got something dangling in front of you, and he ain't leading you nowhere but round and round in circles. But today we admonish you to let Jesus lead you.
Amen.
And you'll get to your destination. Yes. You'll fulfill your purpose in God if you let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. where you got to go. Ah, my friend. Now, I want to tell you this one thing. The road might be bumpy sometime where he's got to lead you. Might be some potholes in the road. Might be some pit holes in the road. But one thing about with Jesus leading you, he will not let you fail. He will not let you fall. He will not let you go down. You know, some folks are saying sometimes up and sometimes down and sometimes level to the ground. But if Jesus is leading you, the word of God tells me, now unto him that's able to keep you from falling, say yes. You know the road gets rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. That's what happens when you let Jesus lead you. Sometimes the road gets rough and the going gets tough. Some of them old songs. It can help you get through the day much easier and much better. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sometimes the road will get rough in front of you, but Jesus will lead you on. Amen. Just take him by his hand. As they sing, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, lest I, amen, let me stand. Thank you, Jesus. Let the Lord lead you today. We encourage you today to turn to Jesus Christ and let him lead you to where you got to go. Let him lead you to what you got to be to. Amen. Let Jesus hold your hand while you run this race, and you'll be able to make it in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you now. We love the Lord. We love the Lord for his goodness and his mercy unto us. Amen. The time is getting away on the air, and the time is going by. We could sing a lot more of these old songs. Amen. But one is coming to my mind before I stop. There's another old song that we're singing today, and I want to sing this before we leave the air. Victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He brought me and saw me with his redeeming blood. He loved me. Yeah. the beginning, let him lead you, and he'll lead you right into victory. Right now, we're going to pray for you, wherever you are under the sound of my voice. Some of you today are sick and suffering. Some of you don't know what to do. The doctors has given you up, and they say there's no more hope for you. But how many know that when the doctors have gone as far as they can go, that's just when Jesus can step right in and do what needs to be done? Have I got a witness in here?
Yes.
Has the Lord ever done anything for anybody
yes,
here? Hallelujah.
Yes, he has.
When the doctors have given up and said, we've done everything, God has done stepped in for people right here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Well,
and my friends, he'll do the same thing for you. There is no telling what God can do if you just believe. If you can just muster up a mustard seed of faith, Jesus Christ will touch you today. Are you sick? Are you suffering? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Why are you going to an untimely grave when you can live? Jesus Christ has said that he come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Some of y'all have got all prepared to die. You done called your family and done got your papers together and told the undertaker what you want for your funeral and told everybody who you want to sing. Listen, what are you getting ready to die for? Did the Lord say you got to die? Ah, my friends, Jesus Christ says you can live. Yeah. Well, Brother Lawrence, I got cancer in the fourth stage. That don't mean a thing to God.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Lawrence, hey, man, I got AIDS, and they say I'm on my last leg. That don't mean a thing to God. Jesus Christ is a healer of all matter diseases. No matter what you're suffering with today, Jesus Christ can get your body well this day. All he wants you to do is only believe. Have faith in him. Hallelujah. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. I don't care how long you've been suffering, my friends. If you only believe. You can be healed today if you just only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Reach out and touch that radio now as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. Jesus Christ is right there where you are to touch and heal your body. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, dear God, for this opportunity that thou has given us to call upon your name. It's once more and again, dear God, we come to you on behalf of these that are under the sound of my voice. So many everywhere, Lord God, are sick and suffering. Some are in pain, some are miserable, some are in trouble. The doctors have given them up, Lord, and gave them a bad report. Gave them a doomsday report. Told them they only have a few months to live. But Jesus, just like you did Hezekiah, you sent the prophet back to him and told him, tell him, that he's going to add 15 more years to his life. Lord, you're able to add life to these people today that are under the sound of my voice. You're able to extend their life and extend it beyond measure. Now, dear Jesus, we pray right now. Touch these bodies everywhere. Heal all matter diseases. God, rebuke cancer. Rebuke heart trouble. Rebuke high blood pressure. Arthritis. Rheumatism, asthma, Lord God, heal right now. God, we thank you for your healing power. Touch these bodies. Let your healing power go through these bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Make them everywhere whole, Lord God. Dear God, we thank you for this miracle in these people's lives today. God, when they go back to the doctors, let the doctors be amazed and what you've done in their lives. Change the report, oh God, as we know you're able to do it. Lord, we thank you in advance for doing this. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Be thou made whole, man, woman, boy, and girl. The Lord God has healed your body. If you believe God today, it is done in Jesus' name. Won't you give God a hand clap here in the sanctuary? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hey, glory, glory. Something about when you praise God. Jesus. Jesus has made it all right. Somebody's already been blessed. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, from Zion. Jesus has made it all right for you today. You don't have to worry, because Jesus done fixed it. You don't have to worry, because he done made it all right. The word of God says, if you can just believe, have faith as a mustard seed. Now listen, a mustard seed is a very small seed. But what you got to do, you don't want to keep your faith at that level. The Lord is telling me to tell you to plant that mustard seed of faith in his word and let it grow. Believe him today. The only thing that moves God is faith, y'all. The scripture said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, not haphazardly. Some folks are seeking God haphazardly. They seek him on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, they don't know who Jesus is. They're back to their partying. They're back to their smoking. They're back to their sweetheart. They're back to their running around. But if you want Jesus to do something for you, you got to seek him wholeheartedly. You got to seek him diligently and believe that he is a rewarder of you what seek him diligently. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Let me stop. Let me stop. My God from Zion. Let me stop. Clock is getting away on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, friends, amen. I guess you know. If you don't know by now, I don't know what to tell you. This is that noisy church that you're listening to. And you know we keep up a noise all the time. And we ain't no shame in our game about it either. Hallelujah. Because God has been just that good to us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Clap your hands and give the Lord a hand clapping. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and we're going to slow this chariot down now, praise God, because I want to tell you where you can write to us and let us know that you're listening. Write me this week. My mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Write me this week and say, Pastor Staten, I'm listening to you on such and such a station. Amen. And let me know that you're listening. Now, also, you can write me at that same address. Send me your prayer request. If you're sick today, amen, and you need a special prayer, write me and we'll pray for you. We'll put you on the prayer list. And listen, we won't have to pray for you long, because we believe in a right now God. Amen. He's on time, God, as the song says. And we don't wait on the part where he say he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Because we serve a God that answers before we done already prayed. Amen?
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. So we ain't worried about that part about he may not come when you want him. We know he's gonna come when we call him. He said, you call and I'll answer. In fact, before you call me, I've already answered. Okay. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So write me, send me your prayer request, and we'll pray for you. Again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Now, for those you who are in Roselle, New Jersey, we invite you to go to the Community Church of Faith, and that's at 1212 Morris Street near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nick Daniel Wesley is the pastor. You were up in Gary, Indiana, going to the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor there. If you're in West Haven, Connecticut, go on over to the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor there. And if you're up in Syracuse, New York, the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Street Avenue, and that's in Syracuse, New York. If you're down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. If you're on the west side of Chicago, going over to the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, right off the corner of Madison Street in Chicago, Illinois. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. Don't forget, friends, you're always invited to come and be with us here in Brooklyn, New York, at the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges and where we're always glad to see God's people come in and fellowship with us. Again, now, we look for you to write us. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. And you can email us. Our email address is ExodusHeal. That's E-X-O-D-U-S, ExodusHeal, H-E-A-L, ExodusHeal at AOL.com. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, is my prayer. All right.